Back during the 2000 election, Florida still elected state education commissioners. Then Republican Charlie Crist ran against Democrat George Sheldon for the job. The following is one of the ads approved by Crist during the campaign.
Florida teenagers need encouragement to stay away from drugs and alcohol. George Sheldon has a disappointing record that sends the wrong message. As a state legislator, Sheldon fought to decriminalize marijuana, and just this month said he still supports making marijuana laws more lenient. On alcohol, George Sheldon's record includes a tragic DWI conviction. Now George Sheldon wants to be education commissioner and set an example for our children. Florida deserves better.
Crist later won that election, but after he became governor, Crist later appointed his former opponent to head the Florida Department of Children and Families in 2008. And now that Crist is the Democratic nominee for governor, he's been campaigning alongside Sheldon, the Dem nominee for attorney general.
And Crist and I have had some very good conversations about working together on turnout, running really a coordinated campaign. As he said yesterday at the event at Lupton's Farm, that it's not about just electing a governor. You've got to get an attorney general as well.
Speaking recently in Tallahassee, Sheldon was referring to campaigning with Crist on Labor Day. He also took part in an all-day rally with Crist and other Florida Democrats to help show solidarity between the Dems. Sheldon says it's pretty clear to him and Crist that having another top elected official as a Democrat would be a major help.
A third of our government in Florida is run by the governor and cabinet. And I think Governor Crist doesn't want to be outvoted on his own cabinet. You get an attorney general, that's about the trustees, the Internal Improvement Fund. That's about the Everglades. You get an attorney general and a governor, that's about automatic restoration of felon rights, which Bob Butterworth and Charlie Crist put into place.
In 2011, Scott and the cabinet reversed a decision by Crist when he was governor to automatically restore the civil rights for nonviolent felons upon their release from prison. Instead, ex-felons now have to wait a minimum of 5 years before they could apply to get their rights back, which includes voting. And Sheldon says that's disappointing and it's a change that must be rectified.
And the first thing that this incumbent governor and the incumbent attorney general did was repeal that within the first month of getting elected. You get a Charlie Crist and a George Sheldon. You will see that happen in the early days.
The cabinet is chaired by the governor and has three members, the attorney general, the chief financial officer, and the agriculture commissioner. Including Scott, the current cabinet consists of Republicans, and they've generally voted together during their meetings. According to cabinet officials, while there may be a bit more disagreement when they meet as the Board of Executive Clemency, overall they voted mostly the same. But that may all change if two Democrats win the general election, according to University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus.
Because the other two cabinet members are likely to be the two incumbent Republicans, Adam Putnam, the Commissioner of Agriculture, and Jeff Atwater, the Chief Financial Officer. It doesn't look like they're going to be defeated. So should Sheldon win on some cabinet issues, having another Democrat on the cabinet would allow him at least to have occasions where if the attorney general had the same opinion as the governor, that they could vote together and tie goes to the governor.
And McManus points to what she calls another advantage.
Governors can and legislators can often ask the attorney general for opinions about things and can certainly talk to an attorney general about what lawsuits to pursue or when the state should intervene. So certainly it would be to a Democratic governor's advantage to have another Democrat on the cabinet.
Still, she says it's too early to tell who may win the general election. She says if the election were to be held now, Attorney General Pam Bondi would likely win with more name recognition. But she says a lot can happen between now and November. Sheldon will not only face off against the Republican incumbent, he also has another opponent, Libertarian candidate Bill Wolsifer. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.